Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations along the GCN radio network, the Salem radio network, USA Radio, and other leading independent radio stations around the country in some large and not so large cities as well, and also around the world via the internet and the satellite. Hello, Maria and company in Germany. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our border patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers delivering the groceries, delivering the meat, delivering the milk, delivering the eggs, whatever it is you want, it comes by truck, not taxi cab, not airplane, not train, truck. Remember that. And, of course, to the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, appreciate each and every one of you and the great job you do. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. Matter of fact, we pulled up beside somebody yesterday. And we got the old toot, toot, toot on the horn. We tooted the horn back, waved at him. I couldn't see who the driver was, but I appreciate all the flowers and people, you know, recognizing us and whatnot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is very easy. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer. Now, joining us from California IA first, we'll bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And secondly, coming in, live and in living color from the mountaintop overlooking Tampa, we've got the one and only FoundersCode.com. That would be Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
They've been waiting to do that. They've been waiting to do that.
Thank you.
All right, so I'll let you two guys say the pledge, and then you go ahead and have your discussion. You ready?
Yep.
Sure thing. Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United,
States of America.
And to the republic.
To the republic for which it,
for
stands,
which it stands.
One nation
under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And, folks, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Denise, it's great to talk to you because I want to get your take on what happened with the arraignment. And then Trump goes off to New Jersey and he makes a speech. Meanwhile, they've got these audio tapes that we were talking about right before the top of the hour. This is all big stuff. I mean, what do voters make of all this at some point?
Well, I can't wait to actually see some of these things, like the indictment itself, and kind of go through it one more time. There's an interesting thing in the indictment. It says, let's see here if I can get it for you. But it's really quite stunning, and I don't know the statute of limitations on some of these things, but The assertion is accusing Trump of information that the processor has reason to believe could be used to injure the United States or to the advantage of a foreign nation. Now, used to injure, to the injury of the United States or to the advantage of a foreign nation. Let's think about that. Because the Russiagate matter itself, I would argue, injured the country. It's divided this country, and this was done by Hillary Clinton and the FBI, period. That injured the United States, such that we will never come back from that. I'm sad to say that, but I don't think that that kind of division can ever be repaired. Let's also think about under the Obama administration, when they gave pallets of cash in the billions to Iran. Remember that one?
Oh, that's right. In the middle of the night.
Do you think that that was to the advantage of a foreign nation and injured the United States and allies? I do. Let's go to the fact that Hillary actually did two things. One is she gave up, remember the company called Uranium One?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that was an injury to the United States or to the advantage of a foreign nation? How about
Certainly.
The company? Yeah, how about the company called Skolkovo? Skolkovo was a Russian company that was created to the advantage of Russia, where actually during the Russia reset, Silicon Valley was forced to give advantage to Russia. Anybody remember that one?
Oh, yes, very much so. Well, we're starting to hear music, Denise. We're coming right back after this short break. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hold on. Folks, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
Tomorrow is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be doing a special lunch at Nixon's Groveside Cafe tomorrow from 11 to 1. That's 11 to 1. If you want to stop on by, I'll be there for a couple hours. Be happy to see you. Be happy to chat with you. We got a great group that shows up, and they're going to be there. And, of course, Mixon's, of course, this is one of the last lunches, if not the last, that we'll be having down there. So they are closing their doors, and they are becoming a different entity. So that's all I can say. But in the meantime, back to Kyle Warren and Denise Simon. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning. Good morning.
You are live and in living color. Have at it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Captain. And Denise, again, I want to get some of your expertise on this. Of course, we were talking about the Trump indictment, but now, of course, President Trump's likely, do you think he'll want a speedy trial, or do you think the prosecution wants a speedy trial? But when it comes to classified material like this, doesn't that mean that everything kind of slows down to like a snail's pace because you have to clear the lawyers and so on and so forth?
Well, the lawyers are going to be the big part of that when it comes to classified documents and whatnot. They can say a speedy trial. I don't think it's going to be a speedy trial. I don't think it's going to be that at all. First of all, Walt Knout, I think is how you pronounce his last name, who was the other indictment in all of this. He was in court yesterday, but there was no pleading or anything because he hasn't been able to get a lawyer yet. And Trump's legal team is really only a temporary team for right now because he really doesn't have lawyers yet either that can go down the path of these kinds of classified documents. So I don't think it's going to be speedy at all.
So in other words, we'll see it go through. I'm sorry, Denise. Yeah, it seems like we'll see it go through the election more than likely.
I think so. And I think there'll be all kinds of motions, filings, you know, all kinds of things that'll happen here. And concurrent with all of that, of course, is the Biden crime family case. So we're in a very interesting place here. I think it's a sad place because the two top political contenders for 2024 are under not only investigation, but ones that actually been indicted. So we're not, America's not in a good place. Now, where does this put us on relationships on the world stage? I would say in a very bad place as well. So, I think that we need to just be patient. I know that this is, it looks bad and it is bad, but, I think the way this thing could play out could get kind of interesting because, there is some movement over on the House side, that could possibly defund, Christopher Wray's position as director of the FBI because the FBI is not cooperating and working as it should be, not just in the Biden case, but it appears in several other cases. So that's number one. I would go a step further and perhaps censure or sanction Merrick Garland himself and or Lisa Monaco. So, yeah.
You're right. I mean, that's big time stuff.
Well, it is big time stuff. And I think if we look carefully that the Republicans, some of these Republicans are really on the warpath. If you listen to a hearing yesterday with the deputy director of the FBI that was on the Senate hearing yesterday, Ted Cruz, he absolutely nailed this guy. I've never seen him before, but he nailed him. Then for Senator Grassley to stand up on the Senate floor a couple days ago and talk about these audio tapes tells you that they're on the warpath. Comer's on the warpath. Also, too, if you look at Kevin McCarthy, he was confronted, I think, by a CNN reporter a couple of days ago. And in his nice way, because he's got a very genteel manner about him, he absolutely nailed the network about the people that they hire that have now been proven to be liars, including those of the, you know, former FBI guys. So I think if you look carefully, they've got a plan here, and I think it's beginning to, we're going to see the, we're seeing maybe have the very beginnings of this plan.
Very much so, very much so. Well, a quick switching of gears, Denise, over in the Palestinian issues that are going on in the Middle East, China is trying to step in again as a global player, and they're saying, and I quote, they're offering, quote, Chinese wisdom to this whole issue going on over there. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, here is China that is posturing and positioning itself to be the global leader. And they saw a open door and they walked right through it because of the collapsing relationship the United States has with the Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia, and certainly Israel, because we never hear anything out of this administration when it comes to Israel. And they keep talking about a two-state solution when it comes to Israel. I would argue that there's already a three-state situation in Israel, and nobody will admit that. They already have Gaza. So there's a two-state solution right there. And they got certainly the portions of the East Bank and West Bank. So there's a three-state solution. So it's like, shut up. And I think that Netanyahu, he needs to stop it. He doesn't want a two-state solution. We're real tired of the Palestinians. The Palestinians obviously are a terror organization. They're also fake people, by the way. And what I mean by that is they were manufactured when Israel was created. And furthermore, there are more Palestinians in Jordan than there are in Israel. So how come Jordan hasn't had to split off parts of its land to be a Palestinian state? So, yeah, but this is where China has saw the open door because of the weakness of the United States, not just because of Biden, but because of our State Department. And the truth is never really told about the Palestinians.
Denise, I got a question here. I want to jump in for a second. This might be the last question because it might take a minute to answer it. The Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter's business partner, Devon Archer. Does that have any teeth? Devon, okay. Does that have any teeth to it?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think?
He's got a lot of the keys to the kingdom. And, there's a lot of documents that Comer already has when it came to Devon Archer. And I think he is looking to interview Devon Archer to put more things in context. I think it's got a lot of teeth to it.
Okay, and we've got about 30 seconds to go. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, yes, kind of building on the idea of what we're talking about with China and the Palestinian areas, China is trying to supplant the United States as the global superpower in terms of global leadership. Yeah.
It's working. It's absolutely working. The question becomes, how can China financially afford all the things that it's doing? And I think that we need to necessarily understand what is really happening there. The Belt and Road Initiative, all the debt-trapping countries, so where and the help they're giving Russia, where's that money coming from?
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow morning, Denise. Have yourself a great day. And Kyle, thank you very much. You hang in there. We'll be right back with more Kyle Warren and our Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A supportive crowd at a Miami cafe Tuesday, singing to President Trump after he left a federal courthouse. He pleaded not guilty to 37 federal counts, accusing Trump of hiding classified documents at his Florida residence against the law. Trump says the charges against him are bogus. Trump was in New Jersey for a rally tonight. The White House says a trans activist
will not be invited to future events for what it described as inappropriate behavior. In a video posted to social media, Rose Montoya is seen posing topless on the south lawn of the White House during President Biden's Pride Month event Saturday. The White House said Montoya's actions were disrespectful to the LGBTQI plus families and other guests in attendance. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with the two campuses where they will train you to become a military operations technical mechanic of all types, all kinds, all sizes, a certified aviation maintenance tech at either the Clearwater campus or the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. But in either case, you'll have the opportunity to be able to take a job and turn yourself into a three-dimensional character, making a six-figure salary in no time at all. It's all contingent to you. And if you want to find out more, call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of those facilities. You'll be glad you did. It'll change your whole life around. I guarantee you that one. All right, let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It should be pointed out that the United States military This is totally by surprise. Nobody thought we'd hear this. We've been hearing how bad the boo-hoo times were, and we'd be lucky to get the seniors a COLA this year of any type, and the military, the pay raise was definitely out of the question because of the budget problems they just had trying to get the budget passed and all that, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Well, listen to this. The National Defense Authorization Act is reportedly set to establish a current unspecified monthly bonus for the ranks of E6 and below. Now, we found out yesterday that the House GOP came up with a number. They are proposing a pay raise of 5.2% for all service members, E6 and below.
That's really, that's significant and needed.
Special. Very special. And you are right. Mm-hmm. Needed is the understatement of the year on this one. But what do you think? I mean, I know you just rendered a minor opinion there, but, you know, we got to take care of our military if we want to keep hiring the best people that we can get to get in there and do what needs to be done.
Well, you're right about that, Captain. And, of course, also it goes even just to try to fight inflation that's happening. And so you have your junior service people that are really hurting. They make sometimes around $30,000 a year. I mean, this is really, really significant if we can get more money to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what's the story you've got there?
Well, Captain, as you know, of course, you know, we take care of our veterans after they leave the service. But sometimes it's not just about the physical aspects that they might have, but there's also, of course, the mental health aspects. And we've got a great story here from Military Times about a lady named Jenna Hendrick Walker. She's Director of Strategic Development for Loyal Source. It's a veteran-friendly healthcare company. And she is helping to put together different programs along with the VA to try to bring down the number of mental health issues. And certainly, and this is very terrible to talk about, but certainly the veterans that die by suicide each year. Because of efforts like her, or by people like her and the VA, a September 2022 report from the VA showed that fewer veterans died by suicide in 2020 than any year since 2006, and especially when it comes to women. And this is where the focus is, because over the last 10 years, you'd have women come in to the VA for an appointment, and they would say, "Where's your husband or where's your spouse?" And they'd say, "No, I'm the veteran. I'm here. I need help." So anything, again, that we can do to help the mental aspect, because that stigma is going away, especially if you've been in some very serious situations and so forth. So to help especially women veterans with the mental health issues that they might have is the Lord's work, I think.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Now, the Concerned Veterans for America and their VA Mission Act website provide resources once found on a VA website designed to educate veterans about their health benefits under the Mission Act. Now, that legislation passed back in 2018 that made it easier for veterans to get care at non-VA facilities. The rule was, if you couldn't get in to see a VA doctor within a reasonable amount of time and not have to book something out 2, 3, 4, 5 months, whatever, that you could go to a private doctor that was in the system, authorized to treat vets, and most of them are, I might add. If not, it's not easy, not that hard to do, to get that authorization, that is. And a lot of people are using that again right now, and it's a very helpful tool to keep the things moving along and not to cloud up or jam up the VA system.
Exactly right. Yes, that's good.
Thoughts?
No, again, as you said, you know, jamming up the VA system, this is the kind of thing that, you know, degrades the ability for us to give good care. So anything that can do better than that is a welcome.
Now, Congress also has a critical annual defense policy that they work on that kicks off this week when they review everything in the budget coming up. And most of the majority of the military policy changes to be passed by Congress this year will be unveiled over the next couple of weeks as the House and Senate lawmakers offer up their first drafts of the annual defense authorization bill.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I think that, again, you're talking about extra appropriations, correct?
Well, yeah.
Exactly. No, that's very welcome indeed again.
The Cato Institute, you ever heard of them?
I think so, yes.
Says that NATO should close the door on the United States' open policy to join at any time, join the alliance. And they're saying that they have three reasons of their own for just not doing that, keeping the Ukraine out of NATO.
Well, on the whole, there were reasons to keep Ukraine out of NATO before the invasion. And, of course, the idea of having Ukraine go into NATO now is problematic because that would immediately trigger a NATO response to what's happening with the Russian invasion. So all this has to get done first, I think, before any of that could ever be reconsidered. But also, of course, Vladimir Putin, one of his primary reasons for invading Ukraine, at least according to him, was that he was afraid that NATO would get basically be on his front doorstep, basically, if Ukraine was able to become part of NATO. But there are other issues, too, having to do with corruption and things like that, that would have to be ironed out.
All right. No argument there. 30 seconds to go. What else you want to mention?
Well, Captain, it looks like we have an Army vet who's now going to be tapped for the Peace Corps to lead the Peace Corps. He's a senior White House advisor, David White Jr. He's an Army veteran who also helped in bringing many Afghan refugees or people who came from Afghanistan who were helping the United States and helped to resettle them, transition them here into the United States. Also a part of the National Security Council as a senior advisor. So there you go, into the Peace Corps that was established by John F. Kennedy, of course, back in 1961. Now an Army vet is going to bring his expertise to bear.
Who ran the Peace Corps back then?
Who was that?
You don't remember?
I don't remember in 1961, no.
Your brother-in-law, Sergeant Shriver.
Oh, really? Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah, that was Kennedy's brother-in-law, I believe. All right. Hold that thought. We got Old Man River coming up here in a minute. I'm just kidding. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. But we're bringing us back in, and we're going to talk to him about some money. Money, 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 money. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, if that's the way Chris feels about me, I feel the same way about him because we both started in radio just about the same time, almost at the same station in the same area, in the same town. So there you go. Back at you, Chris. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, you know, is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And they've got the great Nissan stores up in Newport Richey. That's the flagship store. They've also got the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they got the all-new Moss Nissan, which is located in Brooksville, State Route 50, just not quite as far as the Suncoast Expressway, the toll road right there. And they're right there where you can see them very easily, where you get on and off the ramp right there at State Route 50. Now, you want to check out the inventory. You want to check out what they've got. They've had a lot of trades come in. They've had a lot of vehicles come in off a long-term lease and whatnot. And you can get some pretty good deals on that. Now, you can really get a deal because if you served, you save. That means if you have been an active duty military person or currently are, or if you've been a veteran, or if you are a first responder, either on the job right now or retired EMS, firefighter, police, or if you are a church pastor, active or retired, you will get a discount on the vehicle that you buy. And, of course, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Now, all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you to get a little more incentive. And it's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You're going to save some money there. All right, let's go first of all to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
Good. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle Warren, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain and Chris.
Now, Chris, China is kind of signaling that maybe the jig is up here with a lot of this free money because they've cut their short-term borrowing as cost of the economy is now slowing down.
China just lowered their rates because they've been trying to stimulate things. And again, I've been trying to talk about this. It's almost conventional wisdom now. You get all these hawks on these programs talking about how, you know, we need to fear China, we need to be scared of China, and I just don't see it. I really don't. I know you get the highlight when planes buzz our planes, spy planes, or there's ships in the straits that are getting close together. Overall, their economy is doing very, very poorly. The internals in China are very bad. For example, people think, you see pictures of China, you see the Shanghai or these glorious cities that they bought, but people fail to realize you got over a half a billion people living outside those cities that are living on just a couple bucks a day, if that. The unemployment rate for their youth, and these are college graduates, these are the ones who live in cities, is over 20%. They have major problems when it comes to their real estate, which is over-inflated. They have their issues, there's no doubt. And now the goal of the Communist Party is to stay in power. And, that's what they're trying to do at this point in time. But I think we're really overestimating the strength of China at this point in time. Not to mention the fact, can you name me a command and control communist type country that has ever succeeded?
No.
They always fail. They always fail. I mean, it's a system that does not work, and it's not working for them. And, we get these stories that are there to hype us up. Oh, China wants to have a reserve currency, all this stuff. It's not going to work. There's no way. They set their own rates for their currency. Nobody would ever go along with anything like that. It's not free floating. Do we have to, follow the old trust but verify with Reagan? Absolutely. I'm not saying we shouldn't be paying attention to them, but I think we're really overdoing it when it comes to our, this idea that, we need to be scared of them.
Well, I'm going to throw something out there, and I believe it's called, $280 billion in counting could be as much as $420 billion worth of fraudulent claims that were processed by our government during the COVID money that was going back and forth to keep businesses open and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. They didn't vent anybody. Nobody. Dead people were getting loans. Cats and dogs were getting loans. Little kitties were getting loans. People that... We're no longer even living in the country. We're getting loans. Prisoners were getting loans. What the hell?
I mean, does it surprise you? I mean, when you're trying to force that much money out the front door, as quickly as you possibly can, because we decided, ill-advised, to shut down the country. And again, listen, people, and we blame Fauci, and Birx. I didn't believe them at the time. And this is where I've become very critical of Donald Trump. He had other people there at the White House that were disagreeing with them. You had Navarro yesterday came out with his statements and how he was vehemently against what Fauci and those people were saying, going back as far as January of 2020, where he wanted to stop all travel from China, and the administration didn't do it. You make choices and you have, there's a reaction to these choices, and you shut down the country, and then you're trying to keep everybody afloat by, pushing all this money out the front door as fast as you possibly can. And it's done by a government that doesn't do anything in an efficient manner. What did we think was going to happen? There'd be massive amounts of fraud. And that's what we saw, but again, you're talking about one of the greatest, probably the greatest attack on, you know, freedom and civil liberties in the history of this nation that we went through, and we're paying the price.
I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Fauci because it gives me a chance to play this, and then Kyle's going to come in. Here we go. Listen to this.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of thing inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Now, except for the last part about the healthcare providers, that's probably one of the dumbest things I ever heard said that got twisted around six ways from Sunday. And look at the mess we had.
I don't. When was this statement made?
When he first became the whatever czar and was talking about having to wear masks.
Yeah, well, again, you know, and then they got everybody on the mask gig, and then they had everybody stupidly wiping down their packages and all this, you know. If you were a thoughtful person and you did a little bit of homework whatsoever, you just saw how ridiculous the entire thing was. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the leadership of the country at the time didn't see it for what it was, and they didn't, and they missed that. And again, that's one of my biggest beefs that I have with the Trump administration is how in the world, you know, was I talking about all of the nonsense that was these COVID lockdowns on my program for at the beginning of this thing just by doing some homework, and how did they miss it other than politics?
Right. Just like right now, but we won't go there with this other thing. Now, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. You know that the CEO of Goldman Sachs, that would be David Solomon, he thinks that the economy's been pretty resilient, but he's very worried about the commercial real estate market right now. Your opinion, of course, obviously real estate's having a terrible time for lending and so forth, but how fast can commercial real estate rebound? Does something major have to happen, or repurposement? What do you think?
It's not easier said than done with repurposing certain pieces of real estate. I don't see it coming back. I mean, I would repurpose many of these areas. You can try to do what you can with residential, but, you know, certain buildings, it's just too expensive to do it. You know, for example, you know, you go to New York City and you've got some of these office buildings that are the size of a city block. How do you repurpose that? I mean, you got to space that big. You got to have windows. You got to have certain things. The whole internal part of the building can be used. So there's difficulties involved.
All right, my man, we got to take a break, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day, and stay low.
You got it. For one.
All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Final hour of the program coming up. Don't go nowhere, no how. We aren't done yet. We got plenty more stuff to be talking about here. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.